Chapter 7 and Chapter 8. New words. Steam, noun. When water gets very hot, it becomes steam. A button, noun. You push a button on a machine and it starts working. Shake, shook, shaken. Verb. Move quickly from side to side. A blueberry. Noun. A very small, sweet, blue fruit. A squirrel. Noun. A small grey or red animal. A hole. Noun. An empty place in or through something. Chapter 7. The Inventing Room.
I hope that Augustus is okay, said Charlie.
Don't worry about Augustus, said Mr. Wonka. We're going to the next room by boat.
There it is! Look!
A beautiful pink boat was coming through the steam above the warm chocolate river. 100 Oompa Loompas were sitting in it.
I made this boat from an enormous pink sweet, said Mr. Wonka.
Charlie sat at the back of the boat and held his grandfather's hand. Charlie was very excited. Everything in Wonka's factory was wonderful. The chocolate river was exciting, and so were the enormous pipes, the Oompa Loompas, the pink sweet boat, and of course, Mr. Wonka. The boat started to move faster down the chocolate river and into an enormous dark pipe. Mr. Wonka was jumping up and down at the back of the boat.
Go faster!
He shouted at the Oompa Loompas. The boat was moving very, very fast now, and the pipe was very dark. The children and their families were excited and frightened.
Stop the boat!
Shouted Mr. Wonka. The Oompa Loompas stopped the boat next to a small red door. On the door it said, Inventing Room, for Mr. Wonka only. This is the most important room in my factory, said Mr. Wonka. I keep my secret inventions in here. The spies from other chocolate makers would love to come in here. Mr. Wonka opened the door, and the four children and their families stepped off the boat and went inside.
Don't touch anything, shouted Mr. Wonka.
There were lots of big machines and strange noises in the inventing room. There were pipes all over the walls, and the room was full of steam and delicious smells.
These are my secret new inventions, said Mr. Wonka,
and he danced around the room like a happy child at Christmas. He showed the children a large, round, green sweet.
You can eat this sweet every day, and it will never get smaller, said Mr. Wonka. Now, look at this.
Mr. Wonka showed them a huge machine with hundreds of thin glass pipes. He pushed three different buttons on the side of the machine. A very loud noise came from inside the machine, and the machine began to shake. Clouds of steam came from the top of the machine, and juice in different colours came down the pipes into a large bowl. Mr. Wonka pushed another button, and the juice in the bowl started to mix together.
Watch!
Said Mr. Wonka. The machine sucked the juice back up the pipes, and then the machine stopped.
Suddenly, a small grey thing fell out of the machine. It looked like a little piece of card.
"What is that?"
asked Mike TV. Mr. Wonka just smiled.
"It's gum!"
cried Violet Beauregard.
"That's right," said Mr. Wonka. "It's the most wonderful piece of gum. This one piece of gum is a meal. First, it tastes like soup. Then it tastes like meat. And then it tastes like blueberry pie."
"I want it," said Violet.
Mr. Wonka tried to stop her, but Violet took the gum and she put it into her mouth.
"I love this tomato soup," Violet cried.
"Stop," cried Mr. Wonka. "The gum isn't ready for eating."
But Violet did not listen.
"What delicious meat," she said. "And now I'm tasting blueberry pie."
Everyone was watching Violet. But then a strange thing started to happen.
"Your nose is blue," cried Mrs. Beauregard.
"And you're getting bigger,"
shouted Mr. Beauregard. And suddenly, Violet became an enormous blue ball.
"My daughter is a blueberry,"
shouted Mrs. Beauregard. "Oh, this always happens," said Mr. Wonka sadly. "But don't worry, Mr. and Mrs. Beauregard. My Oompa Loompas will help Violet." 10 Oompa Loompas pushed Violet out of the inventing room, and Mr. and Mrs. Beauregard quickly followed them.
"Will Violet always be a blueberry?" asked Charlie.
"She'll be small again soon," said Mr. Wonka.